Hey, how you guys doing tonight? Again, this is your boy Royce 30 here, aka Torrance Ross. And this is about this, I guess this podcast tonight, I picked tonight's subject. A lot of people asked me a bunch of questions about this incident as well. And it is about the time that a stripper shit on my leg on my birthday. So the year was 2008. And it was my golden birthday, and I was just turning 31 on the 31st. And I was like, man, I'm really going to do it big. I was working at the warehouse, and I took my whole check, and I went and took it to the currency exchange and got $300 in singles and the rest in 20s, because goddamn it, I was finna ball out, right? So at the time, I was living in Joliet, I believe, in this apartment, in a shitty-ass basement apartment in Joliet. My kids were, you know, they were little, but I was like, fuck, this is my one chance to be 31. I'm finna splurge, you know, fuck it, I'm gonna do it big. I don't know what I'm doing, but some strippers getting some fucking singles thrown on them. I'm be stupid and young, basically, and waste money. I don't know why I did this. But anyways, so at that time, I was driving this beautiful Lincoln Mark 8 with the brains blown out. It was gorgeous. Motherfucker floated like a hoverboard down the street. But so I drive from Joliet to Chicago, and I made sure to start my night early. I had went and got this outfit. That was all white. It was like this jogging outfit. Cause you know, fuck it. It was the times. It was like this badass Abercrombie and Fitch, jogging suit. It was all white with this white jacket, and I had this white shirt, and I had these clean ass, shoes to go with it that matched. It was dope. It was a dope ass outfit, right? I'm the man of the hour. It's my birthday. It's Halloween. And I'm turning 31. I'm finna ball out, you know? So I leave my wife and my kid. Well, back then she was my girlfriend, my baby mother. I left them, her and the kids at home. And I told them, I said, look, on my birthday, I'm going out by myself. That's what's just happening. I'm gonna take the kids trick or treating. But after that shit, I'm going out. All right. So, and that's exactly what I did. So I took the kids trick or treating, came home, got in my outfit, got my water. my water ones. It was fucking humongous. I ain't never in my life. I done had a lot of money pass through my hands. I got to say, a good $6 million done passed through my fingers so far in my lifetime. Probably more. Probably a hell of a lot more, if you count the illegals. But we're not. I ain't never had just these wads of money in my hand like this before. And it was all singles. I was a fool for doing this. Okay. So I hop in my whip, which is a car. If you don't know, I hop in my car and I get on the E-way. I make sure to roll up a couple blunts. You know, I got me some good green on me. I make sure to get some green for my peoples. I buy some pills, some E, and fucking I hop in my whip. I'm smoking, driving to the south side to go meet up with my peoples, Ville and his girl and some of my other peoples. Cause hey, it's my birthday. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna ball out. There was this girl there at the time. Her name is Dawn. All right. And I'm not going to say her last name, but she know who she is. And Dawn back then was fucking wild and crazy, yo. I don't know how she is now, but Dawn was wild and crazy. Sylvia's wild and crazy, and Crystal was wild and crazy, and it was all fun because fuck it, it's the South Side of Chicago. So I'm driving to Chicago. I'm motherfucking. I done lit up blunt. I'm driving. I'm listening to fucking Outkast blaring Andre 3000 and fucking cooling and driving and skating, you know what I'm saying? My license is legit. I got insurance. I'm legit. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. Car clean. Everything beautiful. Wood grain, everything. Mirrors with the boomerangs, all that shit. You know what I'm saying, right? So I get to the South Side. I'm eating E and motherfucking my teeth are grinding so much. Sparks are flying and shit, right? So anyways, I fucking pick up my guy, Ville. We go to his girl house. We smoke out. The kids are doing trick-or-treating and shit. I say, all right, I'm finna bounce. I go meet Dawn. We smoke out. We eat some more pills and shit. And everything is smiles and laughs and shit. And it was at that point where I was at a point of euphoria where everything was happy. There wasn't no bad vibes. This was actually a good birthday for once. It wasn't too cold. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't raining. It wasn't snowing. It was nice. It was actually a decent year, right? And I was turning 31, goddammit. And at the time, I knew these people that, I knew this guy who owned this bar named Mike. He owned this bar down the street on the south side, away from, down the street from 71st Street, which is where I'm from, 71st. And 71st and Loomis, you know, which is like West Inglewood, I guess you would call it. It's fucking dangerous over there. I would never suggest anybody go there unless you absolutely have to. It is a complete shithole, but that is my motherfucking home and I love it to death. But anyways, that's besides the point. So I'm out there, I'm kicking in the street, we having drinks, we getting blunted, we getting lit it, you know what I'm saying? There's E everywhere, motherfuckers having a ball. I done ate like 14, 15 pills. My teeth are chattering like a motherfucker. I'm, you know, toked out good. I done bought a shit ton of bud. I got a whole big ass wad of money in my pocket. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. I'm feeling good. I'm playing good. You know what I'm saying? My music thumping in my car. Motherfuckers having a good ass time, yo, right? So I'm like, fuck it. It's about 7, 8 o'clock. I ain't wearing no fucking costume. So, you know, but, you know, we on the hood. So niggas is getting gully with it. You know, they doing dirty shit, motherfuckers, but, you know, motherfuckers getting nice because it's actually a nice time for Halloween. It's actually decent weather. So I go to the bar down the street and I kick it with Mike for a little while. And he's like, man, all right, so since it's your birthday, man, I got a party bus. We can take this party bus out to Indiana. You know what I'm saying? And fucking we can go kicking in Indiana. I got a couple strip club friends out there. We can go party in Indiana with them. I was like, bet them up. So I go park my car on the block and I walk back over to the bar, have a few drinks. I kick it with my guy Loke for a little while. He go off back to his house, do his kid shit. And fucking, me and Mike, we hop, you know, on the party bus. We picking up people along the way. We having a great time. I'm like, cool, right? Everything is righteous, right? I'm having a ball. And, we get out there and we happen to go to Indianapolis, which was like 4 hours away. No, more like 2.5 hours away. And it was a BYOB strip club. So you could bring your own alcohol and it only cost like $20 to get in, but we knew the people, so we didn't have to pay shit. So it was love. So we on the party bus. It's me, Mike, and I don't even know who else was there. There's about 20 other people on this bus. We are all fucking smashed. Everybody on this bus is loud, obnoxious, and falling all over like a pair of dicks. It was crazy, right? We're just everywhere. We're just spilling everywhere. So we go to this strip club in Indianapolis, okay? Now, mind you, it was juking in this motherfucking place, man. I'm talking about music was thumping, lights was flashing, there's titties and ass everywhere. So I walk in and they're like, hey, this the birthday boy, woo, 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 woo. And I'm like, hey, how you guys doing? Hey, my name is Bear. It's nice to meet y'all. You know, they're like, oh, come on, have a seat, honey, da, 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 da. I'm like, cool, right? So I got I got a fifth of fucking E&J. And it is this beautiful. When I say this girl was gorgeous, I don't even remember her name, but she was absolutely stunning. She was like 5'4", a B cup maybe, an ass the size of Kansas, and these beautiful thick ass thighs. She had nothing on except a bow tie, a bunny tail, and some heels and some ears. And she was gorgeous. So anyway, she's having drinks with me and she's sitting on my lap, right? She's sitting on my knee. I had no intention purpose of doing anything with anybody. I wasn't going to get that fucked up. I had, my girl and my kids at home that I had to fucking get back to. So I was still in my right mind, just out of my fucking mind. And you got to do that every once in a while in life, just to let you know where you stand in life. Now, I don't always say do that shit every day, but every now and then, you got to turn your ass out to make sure that everything in your body is working the way it's supposed to. Make sure that your liver is working like it's supposed to. Make sure your kidneys are working like they're supposed to. Make sure you got a good ration of brain cells left to still blow. But anyways, back to the story. So we're drinking in the club and we're having a good ass time, and I'm bouncing this naked, beautiful Puerto Rican girl up and down on my leg, and we're just giggling and laughing and ha-ha and hee-hawing it up. She go do her dance. She come back around. She come sit back on my lap, and I don't know what conversations we had, and I'm not going to talk about them anyway, but anyways, I do distinctly remember me being outside of the club with my back up against the wall, on my haunches, barfing my brains out, talking about, I need to get my car. Where's the car? I need to get my car. Now, somehow, I don't know how, I got on this fucking bus and I slept with this music thumping and hearing people just so loud. I don't know if you've ever been this kind of drunk before, where you just hear syllables. You don't even hear words anymore. It's just syllables and noise going in and out of existence while you sit there and spin with your eyes closed. That is the point I was at. But I was so fucked up on E that it was mellowing the shit out, and I was actually kind of enjoying it, right? So like 45, to me, it felt like 45 minutes went by, but I guess like another 2 hours went by. We fucking make it back to the city. Now, I go to the city. I'm kicking it with Don. Me and Don, we go to this fucking party on 100 and something at this mansion. It's a Halloween party at this mansion. I got another bottle of E&J. Boom. I'm good. I'm back rocking it again. That nap did me good. I'm doing it again strong. So me and Dawn, I pick her up. We go off to this party at this mansion. She run off, and somehow I ended up in the basement of this party, and it was niggas everywhere, man. I'm talking about ugly, gully ass niggas. This was one of the most ghetto ass house parties I have ever been to in my motherfucking life, y'all. When I say ghetto as shit, I mean ghetto than a motherfucker. I mean, niggas was there in their pajamas and they lingerie, and oh, it was nasty. It smelled like motherfucking feet and swamp gas and hate and hope all at once and daddy issues. It was horrible. But I was enjoying myself because fuck it, it's my birthday. I'm finna turn up. Right? And I got me another bottle of NJ and I got me some more weed. So the night is still continuing. It's like, I don't know, 2 a.m. It had to be. Yeah, it's like 2 a.m. So 2 a.m. come by. Now I got this bottle of NJ. I just cracked the motherfucker. I got a fresh pack of Newports. I'm lighting me up a square. And I asked the gentleman next to me. I don't know what he was doing with this chick, but he was doing something with this chick. And I said, hey man, can you hold this for me for a second while I light the cigarette? He was like, sure. And I was so fucked up, y'all, that I sat there trying to light this cigarette for like 30 minutes. And this nigga walked off with my whole fifth of E&J. I was heated. I didn't even reckon. I guess I fell asleep right then and there trying to light this cigarette. And he just walked off with my fucking bottle of E&J and my pack of cigarettes, come to think of it, the motherfucker. So Dawn and I leave because now I'm mad. Okay, Dawn and I leave. And I think I dropped her off at another fucking party. And I don't even remember how, but somehow I made it back. It was just blurs of lights at this time. Blurs of lights and fucking noises. And I make it back to the block, which is 71st. I make it back to the block, and I go to my cousin Juju's house. And all I remember is him saying, yeah, fool, have a lay down. All right? And I woke up the next day, and this nigga was back. He was at work. And I woke up and I got up and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. What time is it? And I looked and it, you know, this is back when cell phones were just Nokias and Razors. And I looked at the phone and I was like, oh shit, it's like 11:30, 11:40, right? And I'm stretching the shit. I'm like, Juju. And Juju's nowhere around. I'm like, Julian. I'm like, fuck, okay. All right, and I look down, and I look at my pants, and I see this mark on my leg, and I'm like, oh, shit, and I pull down my pants, I'm like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. Oh fuck, I'm bleeding. Right, and I pull down my pants and I look and there ain't no wound. Now, that's not to say that that has never happened before and there ain't never been a wound. Most times when that situation happens, there is a wound. But this time I got lucky and there wasn't a wound. So, I look at my pants and I look at my leg. I look at my thigh again. I look at my leg and I look at my thigh again with my pant leg up. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, is that shit? And I took the motherfucking pants off. I was like, oh, fuck, man. I walked down to my car. I don't even know how my car got there. And fucking went to the back, to the trunk of my car. I got a fresh pair of pants in the back of that motherfucker that I took off from work. Put them bitches on, man. And kicked it all fucking morning. Went and got breakfast and shit. And drug my stupid drunk ass home at like 2:30 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon. The next day, oh, it was absolutely horrible, ladies and gentlemen. I made sure to burn them motherfucking pants, too. That was a horrible night. Actually, you know what? And I think I even went and visited my cousin Nick that night. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe so. And I was like, man, come on, let's go to the club. I think so. Oh, my God. Yes, that did happen. Wow. I drove around the city. I drove around the city like 5-6 times. I went from Joliet to the south side, to the north side, back way out south, back all the way out to, I think it was West Chicago, back to Aurora, back to Joliet, back all the way back to the south side, and then all the way, and to Indianapolis in the middle of all that shit. It was a night to remember, but oh my goodness. There's a lot that I don't remember. And not because I was blacked out, but it was just so much fucking happening and I was so intoxicated. I wish I did not do that. I wish I did remember the blurry moments. And I know that thankfully, I didn't cheat on my girl or nothing like that. But I went back to that strip club a few weeks later and I found out that they ended up firing that girl. Because she had did that to another customer after I had left. So apparently this girl was a habitual shitter. So like they had fired her. It was totally disgusting because that was a complaint. And yeah, man. So that is how I ended up with a shit stain on my leg from a stripper. She shitted on me, the dirty, nasty ass one. And I got nothing against strippers. But, man, if you're going to do that, man, don't shit on nobody's leg, man. I had all white on, all fucking white. She ruined that outfit. It was horrible. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Good night and Godspeed. Hey, if you got any more, speaking of which, if you got any more suggestions for any other shows or subjects that you guys want to speak upon, hit me up. Let me know. Again, this is Ben Bear. Or your boy Roy Sturdy, however you know me. Good night and Godspeed, you guys. P.S. On a side note, for the next 2 days after that, I shitted and puked my brains out. That is why you don't do that, kids. Stay in school.